Bryant. Good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out in Christchurch on Saturday night, Kapiti Coast on Sunday afternoon, and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday night, and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and I'm broadcasting the programme here tonight with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you can enjoy the programme. We'll have the latest news from Ireland, bits of news from around New Zealand, and plenty of music. The Rugby Union World Cup getting underway on Friday night. What better way to start the programme than with the song World in Union? I think this was put together for the World Cup in 1995. Here we go. There's a dream. Yes, the Rugby World Cup anthem there, World and Union, welcome along to Ireland calling. And I'm sure many of you are looking forward to the start of the Rugby World Cup. And I hope you were lucky enough to get a copy of my latest rugby magazine, which was in the papers last Sunday. If you didn't get it and you're online, you can look at it online. Look on my website there, oliverlee.co.nz. I see the Irish Times, they're promoting their magazine today, but it's only 32 pages. The one that I did was 48 pages, coloured, glossy magazine. So hopefully, if you're a rugby fan, you got it, or you got somebody to give you a copy. Welcome along to Ireland Calling, and brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green and Group. And I just want to thank everybody. I got great feedback to this tribute programme to the late Jim Gallagher last week, and I'm sure on behalf of the Gallagher family, Tina and all the family, they'd like to thank everybody that came out to support the family from the time Jim died till he was laid to rest in Mangere Lawn Cemetery last Thursday afternoon. And there was a beautiful banquet put on by the family in Mount Roskill afterwards. But great to see a huge packed church, and a great farewell to Jim. And I know that the family enjoyed the programme that we dedicated to Jim last week as he was waked before his burial on Thursday. So again, thanks again to all the people that made an effort to come along and say to me on Thursday at the funeral they really enjoyed the programme, and I hope you enjoy this programme as well. Well, the Plough Championships is on in Ireland this week, and thank God the weather is good, but there is still a huge crisis going on in the beef industry in Ireland. They've tried to resolve it, but between the farmers who have been protesting unofficially outside factories, there's now upwards of 6,000 people laid off because the production has been affected. And the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said the beef crisis is now at a tipping point, as the Taoiseach warns of more jobs at risk and indeed some factories that might close down. And a report has been published to coincide with the start of the Plough Championship that possibly one in every three farmers will be going out of business over the next few years, because the day of the small farmer surviving with prices and everything like that is coming to an end. And President Michael D. Higgins, when he officially opened the Plough Championship yesterday, he just said that we need to do more. And in fact, he's, for a man that's not supposed to comment on things like that, he came out the other day and he said that the government and look after our defence forces better, because a lot of defence force staff, especially the junior ranks, are being paid literally below the minimum wage or on the minimum wage. So he said they should be given a living wage, and many of them are away on duty, away from their families as well. All right, so stay tuned for the next while. We'll bring you all the news from Ireland, and of course the winner of the replay of the All-Ireland Football Final between Dublin and Kerry. Dublin were going for drive for five. Well, they drove all the way. Now the drive for six is on, and their women footballers the following day, they went out and beat Mick County Galway in a low-scoring game. It was only a goal to a point at half-time, but they won their three, and they won their three in a row. All right, we'll continue on with some more music, and next time it's Galway Bay.
My own dear Galway Bay. be content with whatever God sent, would never go to rest. And night lay my bones near churchyard stones beside you, God.
Yes, indeed, that is Dolores Keane there and John Faulkner and their version of Galway Bay. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought on a Wednesday night. Weather is getting lovely up here in Auckland. I'm sure it's the same down in the South Island and other parts of the country. And we know if you're listening in Ireland, the days are getting a bit shorter. But thankfully, it's a really nice week of weather over there in Ireland. Well, Brexit is still dominating the main news in Ireland. And the countdown is on, obviously, 31st of October, when Britain was leaving with or without a deal. But their government, Irish government, will be hoping that they can leave it a deal, because going without a deal certainly isn't going to help anybody. So lots of discussions happening on that. Talks with UK on backstop intensify, according to a headline in the Irish Times. Here's a big court case. This got a bit of publicity in New Zealand today about how the Irish government are going to court to say that Apple are entitled to pay the lower rate of tax, and the Irish government shouldn't be collecting about $14 billion in tax that the European Court or the European Union say they should take. European Union's second highest court hears desire for new jobs in Cork played a key role. Commission argues that Apple had an unfair advantage due to two revenue rulings. So Apple are one of the biggest employers in Ireland. They're paying a low tax rate of about, the tax corporate tax rate in Ireland is 12.5%, but Apple obviously channel in all the money they make all over the world into their business in Ireland. So by the time they pay tax on that, it works out at about 2%. So the European Union say this is an unfair advantage for Apple, and they're maintaining that Apple should pay Ireland the $14 billion. Of course, the government would love that, but they fear if they do enforce what the European Union wants, Apple might decide it's cheaper to go and set up production in other countries around the globe. Righto, we'll move on again with a couple of reels and jigs here. We'll be right back. Yes, nothing like a little bit of traditional music to get the feet tapping, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of that happening down in Carlow and surrounding areas where the National Ploughing Championship is taking place this week. And beautiful weather for the opening day yesterday, over 100,000 people went through. I suppose it's, if you compare something to it here in New Zealand, it'll be like field days, but it's a bigger, it's about four times the size of field days, and New Zealand is well represented. I see the ambassador is over there. He was featured there yesterday, tweeting around the world with the New Zealand ambassador to Ireland, Brad Burgess. And I know a number of Irish companies here involved in agribusiness are over there exhibiting as well. So beautiful pictures, and nice pictures of President Higgins with some horses yesterday. And he says the president calls for a fair systems for farmers. The biggest agricultural event of the year aims to showcase food, farming and culture. Farmers need transparency, protection and a fair system, according to the president, who opened the event yesterday. So obviously this, it's in its 88th year. The event has taken place in Ballantrán in Fianna over 3 days, which is in County Carlow. And all sectors of the food chain will be represented at the event, with artisan foods, craft beer, celebrity chefs, cookery competitions on the agenda. And of course, all the celebrities from RTE and the other radio stations are down there as well, broadcasting from the event. It's and still run by Anna Mae McHugh, and I think she was interviewed yesterday. She refused to tell Ray Darcy what age she was, but I'm pretty sure she's in her 80s. And I remember she came to New Zealand for a ploughing competition here many years ago. It was probably over 20 years ago. I remember having a chat to her on the radio program here. But certainly she's delighted with yesterday's events, because this time last year a hurricane came through and caused unbelievable damage, and they had to cancel the last day of the show. It might have been the second day, but it ruined everything for her and for the exhibitors. But that's good news. Just quickly, on, if you want to go to see Westlife, the tickets are on sale now. They're not playing until the 28th of August next year, almost a year away. But the promoters have announced that they're playing in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in Cork with special guest Emile Sande. So the tickets are on sale. So if you're planning to head over to Ireland next year and you're going to be there in August, Westlife, if you're a Westlife fan, you can book your tickets now. And great news here for a Cork boy. Oh no, it's the Scary's teenager. Dublin student wins the European Science Award. The Scary's teenager, who was crowned Ireland's Young Scientist of the Year in January, he went on to have an asteroid named in his honour as a result of his scientific achievements. He's now added a major European title to his list of achievements. Adam Kelly, 17, took home the top prize this year at the BT Young Scientist, and now he's after winning another big European award. Well done to Adam from Skerries in North County Dublin. All right, we're going to have Christy Moore here, and he is singing The Cliffs of Dunedin.
Far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. Take a view o'er the mountains, find sights you'll see. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, and the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen. From the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunedin, fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while. And to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where late I have been, rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunedin. You may travel far, far from your own native home, far away o'er the mountains, far away o'er the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, oh, there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin.
Yes, that's probably one of the first songs I ever remembered. There was only one radio station in Ireland for many years, RTE1, and I remember they had a kind of a top 10 in the early 70s. And in fact, it might have been the late 60s, but that song was number one. I remember hearing Christy Moore and Planxty singing that song. And we might play a song from Westlife before the end of the programme tonight. So if you're a Westlife fan and you want to go and see them over in Ireland, you know, you can do that next year. Right, what else has been happening? Looking here at some of the newspaper items. Turning up, musicians prepare for the Limerick Jazz Festival. This picture runs from the 26th to the 29th of September. Almost 3,000 Leaving Cert exams upgraded. 100 students set to receive higher preference offers after appeals. And as a result of these re-correcting of exams, it means the Junior Cert results, which are normally out about now, they've been delayed to come out until the early October. Because we know last year there was a young student from Wexford. She basically went to the High Court to get a place held for in university over the result or the re-correcting of her exams, and she got into a veterinary course. Right, well, the Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael and all the political parties had their think-in last week, but I see here now that the Doyle reopened again or reconvened yesterday. They're all back there. But it looks like that Deputy Prime Minister Simon Coveney looks like that he's more popular than his boss, Leo Varadkar. So we know here we have opinion polls between who's the most popular leader in New Zealand. Jacinta's streets ahead of everybody else, but it looks like from time to time here that Judith Collins is leading the polls ahead of her leader, Simon. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. But there's a nice picture of Simon Coveney, who's getting a lot of publicity at the moment as he's Foreign Affairs Minister, and Brexit is the main thing that's happening. Supermarket shelves will not be empty in the event of a no-deal Brexit, and call for state funding to help struggling third-level sector. Survey of universities came out recently, and the Irish universities have dropped down a bit from where they were a few years ago. Righto, we'll continue on with some more music and see what we've got here. Luke Kelly and Score Not His Simplicity.
See the child with the golden hair but eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now, he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried tears of happiness the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no. he knows how to face the future, hopefully surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you should care. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no.
Yes, one of my favourite Irish singers there, Luke Kelly, and Scorn Not His Simplicity. Well, as I mentioned at the start, well, if you're listening, tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, almost half an hour of the programme gone. Ireland Calling brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I mentioned at the start of the programme, the Rugby World Cup gets underway this week with Ireland's first game against Scotland. And it looks like that, definitely Rob Kearney and Robbie Hinshaw are both injured. But the good news is that Joey Carberry looks like he could be on the bench, and Ireland will be hoping to get the campaign off to a good start. Of course, Scotland, they're probably underdogs going into this game. But Ireland will need to probably, top the group to possibly avoid the All Blacks. If the All Blacks lose, God help us, on Saturday, they will probably end up second in the group. And if Ireland win their group, they'll be playing the All Blacks in a quarter final. And if Ireland lose one of their games and the All Blacks win all their games, they'll be playing the All Blacks in a quarter final. But the likelihood is that the All Blacks should beat South Africa, and Ireland should beat everybody in their group, and they'll be playing South Africa in a quarter final, and that match won't be easy either. So obviously Ireland haven't ever advanced beyond the quarter final. Brian O'Driscoll has written an article in one of the papers yesterday, and it's his biggest regret that he's never managed to get Ireland to a World Cup final. And they had a great chance, and we were at most of the games here in 2000 when they failed. They really put the cat amongst the pigeons by beating Australia, literally a stone's throw away from where I'm here at Eden Park. In fact, that game took place 8 years ago today, because Stephen Ferris, who was a player at the game that night, he tweeted this morning that a picture of him carrying Will Genia about 30 metres down the field at Eden Park. So 8 years ago tonight, that memorial victory, Ireland over Australia, and then Ireland went on and played Wales and in Wellington, but Wales had three tries scored before half time, and Ireland never were able to come back. And Wales subsequently lost the semi-final to France after Warburton was sent off. And France play the All Blacks in the final and could have beaten them, but the All Blacks came through and won 8-7. So the games get underway this weekend, and the only way you will see them, if you want to see everything live, is getting a subscription to Spark Sport. And of course, if you want to get the Irish radio commentary, you can get on to RTE. Michael Corcoran is over there in Japan broadcasting all the games from over there. All right, we'll move on here with more music and Mary Black and Bright Blue Rose.
I skimmed across black water with it, once submerging on to the banks of another morning. That hunger's the first light, much, much more than the mountains it do. She, like a ghost beside me, goes down with ease and awful, and emerges unlearned and shamed and hard. For she is the perfect creature, not it's always been, and so it goes, to ponder his death and his life eternally.
Beautiful song, Mary Black there and Bright Blue Rose. And you're listening to Oliver Lee on Ireland Calling, and a programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Now, every year, a good friend of mine, Liverpudlian man, Brian Giblin, organises a Beatles fun night over at the Takapuna Football Club, and we're giving you plenty of advance notice. This will be a week after the Rugby World Cup final on the 9th of November, and tickets are available if you're interested in going along. It's a Beatles real night to remember, and it's a fundraising event for North Shore Harbour Hospice, Starship Foundation, Mental Health Foundation. So if you'd like more information, you could contact Brian Giblin. He's on b.giblin@extra.co.nz, or you could look up the Takapuna AFC Club website and get details there. But if you're a beat along on your own, you can organise a table of 12, and there's food and there's cheap drink, and it's going to be a really good night. But ticket sales are limited, so music by Abbey Road, the best New Zealand tribute band. Right, we'll take another bit of music and then come back with more news. Up next, we've got a country song here.
See how those London lights are burning. Far across the misty moon, it was those London lights enticed me. For to leave my mother's home, oh mother, mother, forgive me. Let me rest my head once more. Although you've turned me from your bosom, please don't turn me from your door. My clothes they are on,
my baby I'll keep warm. Sleep on, sleep on, my blue-eyed treasure. Cause your mother has no home. Oh, mother, mother, please forgive me. Let me rest my head once more. Although
yes, my mother's home. I think, I don't know who's the singer in that. I haven't got that cover of that particular CD. It might be Declan Nairne, if I'm, what do you call it, right. All right, we'll go back to some more stories. We've looked through the Irish Times. Let's look at what's on the front of the Irish Examiner. Well, Michael D. Higgins is on the front of it there. And farmers risk causing irreversible damage. This is relating to the protests that are continuing outside all the beef factories in Ireland. So as I mentioned a few weeks ago, the farmers feel they're not getting a fair price for their products. It looks like that the supermarkets are getting a margin of about 50%. The factories are getting about 23%. And farmers are getting 20%. So they feel that they're not being compensated adequately for all the hard work that they're doing in producing the raw materials, which is the livestock that is grass-fed. Of course, 90% or over 90% of Ireland's animals exported, you know, they're obviously processed in Ireland and exported to various countries. And the supply chain has been obviously affected badly over the last few weeks while these protests are going on. The Minister for Agriculture banged a few heads together, and they met for many hours over Saturday evening and early Sunday morning, and it looked like that there was an agreement agreed, but the farmers, the three guys from the farmers group that were there, took that message back to their farmers. And these farmers that are protesting, they're not part of the, well, they might be part of the IFA, but they're protesting under another banner, and it was up to them to decide whether they wanted to accept the offer, and it looks like many of them haven't. So the government obviously are trying their best to get this resolved. The meat processing companies, they look like they're not going to budge much. And but the hard thing is for farmers to look at some of these meat processors. They're some of the wealthiest people in Ireland. And Larry Goodman, who's one of the biggest processors, he's one of the wealthiest people in Ireland. And I suppose farmers are looking and seeing him, that he's so rich and he's making all this money on the backs of their hard work. But they say that the price of the produce is driven by the supermarket chains, and there's a glut of product at the moment, so farmers could even get less. So obviously the government will be hoping to get that issue resolved very, very soon. On Post Defence shutting a mail centre, well, it'll be happening a lot because less and less of us are using mail to get messages. So this is on Post has again defended its decision to shut its Cork mail centre in Little Island, and has revealed that Taoiseach Simon Coveney and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin privately asked for the company to reconsider the move, but obviously it just wasn't possible. Flood plans dismissed. There's obviously lots of issues about flooding in Ireland, and you know, there was a map shown yesterday of the damage done by recent floods in Cork. Garda spending hit by US visits. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has told the policing authority that his overtime bill is 20% over budget, and this has been driven by the policing demands outside his allocated resources around the visit by the President and Vice President of the United States of America. I suppose we have to do it. We have to look after them. But, you know, I think the man that came there recently, Pence, and that didn't really acknowledge Ireland the way that other presidents have done. He said he backed Britain in their right to leave the European Union, and after he'd been wined and dined for a few days. Righto, here we go. Misty morning, Albert Bridge.
Morning light, held a match to read a cigarette. Watch the soul curl in the mist. Your eyes blue as the ocean between us. Smile at me. I wore some color room in a faraway place. So cold by my face, cracks in the ceiling, spell turn to the wall, pull the sheets around my head, try to sleep, dream my way.
Yes, Shane McGann there, and Misty Morning, Albert Bridge. And we're three quarters of the way through another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, there's a big feature here in the Irish Examiner today. It says farmers think the lack of social housing does not concern them, but accommodation shortages and rent hikes are not confined to cities and towns, reports Anne-Marie O'Reilly. And homelessness is happening in the rural areas as well, and there's pictures of people here in small, probably not good tents on the edge of rivers in some town in Ireland. But obviously huge problem, the number of people that are homeless in Ireland, especially leading into the winter months. It's an issue that the government is trying to resolve. And then there was a huge dispute. There was a hotel in Galway, in Uachtarard, that has been obviously not used for many years as a result of the recession, and it looked like there was work happening there, and obviously no discussion with the locals, and a number of people got wind that there was going to be immigrants resettled that were refugees, and a meeting took place last week, and there was people pro and anti it, but people just want more details. But the local independent TD, Noel Grealish, he's made some comments that has really upset a lot of the community in Ireland. But he's backed by some of the local people. But his comments basically said that he's happy for Christians to come from Palestine and places like that, are Syria and live in the community, but he feels that a lot of other African immigrants are economic immigrants, and he called them spongers. So obviously this has upset a lot of people, and there's been calls for him to, in fact, calls for him to step down as a TD, but to certainly clarify his comments or withdraw them, but he's done neither. And there was a march on Sunday as well by local people protesting. And I think the problem is, and this has happened in Mohill and Donegal and in Roscommon as well, you know, you just cannot put, you know, 100 people or over, I think in this case there might have been talks of 200 people being sent into a town where there's not enough facilities. There's only one doctor in Uachtarach. It's quite a distance away from Galway, and the public transport isn't great. So the people are saying, we're happy to accommodate certainly immigrants, but, you know, refugees, but we don't want every, you know, a big group of people coming in with no facilities. And they're in this area, you know, that they're not fully allowed to integrate and get out and get jobs and stuff. So it's an issue that's certainly dominating the news in Ireland. Right, we'll have another song.
Take me home to Mayo, across the Irish Sea. I roam so free. Take me home to Mayo, there let my body lie. Home at last in Mayo, I'll meet an Irish guy. My name is Michael Goffin, from Ballina I came. And I saw my people suffering, and swore to break the chain. I raised the flag in England, prepared to fight or die. Far away from Mayo, happy need an Irish guy. Take me home to Mayo, Irish Sea. Home to dear old Mayo, where once I roamed so free. Take me home to Mayo, there let my body lie. Home at last in Mayo, beneath an Irish sky. Cold and hungry, in Parker's jail I lie. For the loving of my country, on hunger strike I'll die. I have but one last longing, and I'll pray you'll not deny. That's to bury me in Mayo, beneath an Irish sky. Take me home to Mayo, across the Irish Sea. Home to dear old Mayo, where once I roamed so free. Take me home to Mayo, there let my body lie.
Take me home to Mayo. That's especially for all the people from Mayo that are listening out there tonight to Ireland Calling. The programme you're listening to brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope that little bit of music brought you all back to Mayo. No Sam gone to Mayo this year. It stayed in Dublin. Another title to Dublin. And there's obviously lots of discussion now as, you know, is Dublin too big? It's got a city of, you know, 1.5 million people. It's got a huge audience to pull from. It's getting huge support. They play most of their games at Croke Park head office. And how can cities or counties like Leitrim, for example, or Louth, or Carlow or some of these other counties in Leinster compete with them. They obviously very professional outfit. You look at them, they look for all intents and purposes like an All Black team, because they're sponsored by the same company, AIG Insurance. They wear blue instead of black, obviously, but Gaelic Games is very, very popular in Ireland, and in Dublin, in Ireland as well. But I know when I lived in Dublin, there was very little Gaelic football apart from Stillorgan, Kilmacud, Crokes, in South Dublin, in that area, you know, the wealthy areas. But now you've got teams in Coola, in Dalkey, and other areas like that. So the game is growing all around the city. Whether they have to split it up in two, we'll have to wait and see, but certainly they did very well. And it was nice to see Rory Carroll, who played football here for 3 years, pictures of him with his colleagues from Kilmacud Crokes. I think there was 3 Kilmacud Crokes lads on the team, and there was a nice picture tweeted of them celebrating in Croke Park after the game. So they certainly, it was a great game if you had a chance to look at it on GAA Go. But Kerry were in it right up till half time, but a young player that was brought into midfield, in fact he's not a big player, tall player for a midfielder, he's only 21, he came on at the start of the game and played a great first half, but he literally raced away and scored an impressive goal within 20 seconds of the second half, and that was the start that Dublin wanted, and they went on. Kerry missed quite a few scoring chances, and that probably cost them the game. And then the following day it was a turn of the women, and Dublin were going for 3 in a row, and they were up against Galway, and Galway hadn't been in an All-Ireland final for a number of years. Obviously Mayo very strong in Gaelic football, and unbelievable, 56,000 people turned up for an All-Ireland final, women's final, unheard of probably 5 years ago, and obviously many of them from Dublin. And it was a game, tight enough game, it was only a goal to a point at half time, and Dublin got an early goal in the second half and proved too good. So well done to Dublin and the men and the women for their great achievement. And of course the minor a few weeks ago was won by Cork, and the hurling senior final won by Tipperary. I'm sure they're still celebrating there. And the minor final won, Galway won the minor hurling final a few weeks ago. Righto, we'll take another bit of music, and as I promised, here is Westlife. So if you're a Westlife fan, I hope you enjoy this, The Rose.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, its only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never It's the one who won't be changed.
the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes flow.
Right, well, if you're a Westlife fan, you better get on the phone and book your tickets because I'm sure that concert in Cork next year will sell out very quickly. Well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I'll sign off for another week and look forward to being back here again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. Good night, goodbye and God bless.